Okay, this morning, yes, this is not going to be one of the kindler, gentler Baptist history moments. Pastor Vogel asked me to say a few words. A few days ago, a leader in the world died, Nelson Mandela, and I think it's important to know the truth about people, and so I kind of want to take a minute and just, there's going to be lots of speeches and many news articles written in the next couple days about Mr. Mandela. I would say probably for sure that the full truth will not be told in anything that you and I will see in the main media. The truth about Mandela is so hidden in mythology and misinformation that most people know of Nelson Mandela as kind of a kind old man that was imprisoned unfairly, supposedly, and most people have no idea of his background. And I just think it's important that we know the real story. And what I'm going to say this morning, hopefully, doesn't offend, but understand that I'm just telling you the truth. This is the facts, and you need to know that because I think as Christians and as conservatives, we do need to know. What's going on? If something is evil, if something is good, we need to know the truth about those things. But for many years, the government of South Africa officially supported a policy known as apartheid or apartness, and it was between blacks and whites, and they kept the races separate. They did not allow the black folks in that country to vote, among other things. We would not support that. We are not here to support apartheid. That system was in place for a reason. I'm not going to go into all that, but there was a reason they had that in place. They were very fearful. If you know, the continent of Africa is a little bit different than the United States, and the communism and dictatorship basically have kept that continent in darkness for centuries, and will continue to do so until they throw off those yokes. But in the 1940s and 1950s, Nelson Mandela joined the African National Congress, which was a political party in South Africa, which the design of that party was to, or the goal was to throw off the government of South Africa and apartheid. And again, that the goal of getting rid of apartheid is not a bad thing, but we want to discuss how that was done. Mandela originally espoused nonviolence, but in the late 50s and early 1960s, he became the head of the military wing of the African National Congress, which was also a wing of the South African Communist Party. And he turned the ANC into a very violent terrorist organization, which killed many thousands of South Africans. He was trained in the USSR, in Angola, in guerrilla warfare, and in bomb making, and was personally responsible for over 150 bombings, killing mostly women and children. He targeted railroad stations, he targeted grocery stores, parking lots of grocery stores, and other family-oriented gatherings. In 1962, he was arrested and eventually convicted of terrorism and treason, among other crimes, and he was sentenced to life in prison. And this is the story that we know of then. Most people don't know what happened before. But he denied being a communist. He denied being a communist until he died Friday. And it's interesting that yesterday, the Communist Party of South Africa put out a press release saying that he had been a member of their party all along. In fact, he was a member of the Central Committee of the South African Communist Party. So the South African government was correct about that 40 years ago. He did plead guilty to 157 bombings, and he spent 27 years behind bars for his crimes. Actually, the president of South Africa, P.W. Botha, told him that he could walk from prison if he would denounce the violence, but Mandela refused to and stayed in prison. He was a notoriously violent man, and I'm going to say some things here that will be offensive to some, but as a punishment for those of his people, the black Africans who tried to integrate into society or for some reason tried to sympathize with the South African government, he initially would sentence those people to cutting off their nose, a very violent act in public. Eventually, he and his wife encouraged the use of a technique against his own people called necklacing. I don't want to spend much time on this because it's gruesome, but necklacing is the execution and torture by soaking a tire in gasoline, putting it around the neck of a person and lighting it on fire. It's a horrible execution. Mandela personally endorsed this. His wife, Winnie Mandela, endorsed it over and over and over again publicly. This was their mode of execution. President Reagan placed him on the U.S. terrorist list, along with other members of the ANC. And of course, Reagan this weekend and all conservatives are taking a beating because they had the audacity to put Mandela on the terrorist list, from which he belonged. And for his part, as an old man, he was much more conciliatory. We know him as a nice old man, and he died at 95 a couple days ago. Actually, everything I know about Nelson Mandela, he was 70 years old and older, as a young man, and that. So we know of him as an old man. But the thing that always has bothered me is Mandela hated the United States. Said this over and over again. He chose to side with the worst monsters of the 20th century. He stood with Fidel Castro, with the Soviet Union, Gaddafi, Arafat. And for me, I think that the fact that he never renounced the murders, never admitted to the murders that he personally did. His wife actually killed someone herself personally, never spent a day in jail for that. The fact that he would not renounce that violence has always bothered me. And I think we need to be very careful to understand that our mainstream media is leftist and will cover up any truth to promote its agenda. And so you'll never hear these words this weekend, but I think we need to understand, and just so you know, the flags that were half-staffed yesterday were most decidedly down for Pearl Harbor Day. They were not down for Nelson Mandela, so I want you to understand that. I mean, I saw that. But our pastor understands completely who this man was. And I just think we need to understand the truth, whether it's good or bad. We need to understand the truth. And this is not a black or white issue. This is a moral issue. I think some people would say, well, you know, it's a black-white issue. No, not at all. We certainly would not agree with the apartheid system in our country. We would not stand for that, of course. But there are ways to take care of that peacefully, not in these violent methods as he did. And so I just wanted to bring that this morning. Again, not a really pretty subject, but I think that I talked with somebody this morning who had no idea of this man's past. And we will not hear this in the normal media. And so I just wanted to give you the facts this morning about this man and the damage that was done to that country, to his credit, he did not turn that country into, for instance, what's happened in Zimbabwe, where that dictator completely has ruined that country, literally destroyed it. But he did not do that in South Africa. But I would say that, you know, in his older age, he may have backed off of his more violent beliefs, but I wanted to bring those things out this morning. And just so we know, as we want to know the truth, and we should stand for the truth, and we should stand against evil of any shape or form. And I wanted to bring that to you this morning.